Today's featured guest, Joseph Grosso, Executive Chairman, CEO, and President of Golden Arrow Resources Corporation and the Grosso Group. It's a pleasure to welcome Joseph Grosso, Executive Chairman, CEO, President, Golden Arrow Resources Corporation, in his debut appearance on our show. Headquartered in Vancouver, Canada, Golden Arrow, an explorer and prospect generator focused on identifying, acquiring, and advancing precious and base metal discoveries through high-quality deposits. Golden Arrow is a member of the Grosso Group, a management company specialized in resource exploration. And at the helm of the Grosso Group, welcome to the show, President Grosso.
I am only sorry that my debut is not at La Scala in Milano singing an opera, but I am flattered and very grateful to make a debut on Gold Seek Radio.
We'd be honored to have you sing any piece that you'd like today at the end of the show.
I will spare you totally. I'm still practicing and developing my voice.
It's so good to have you with us today. I thought it might be interesting for you to outline your professional background and highlight what directed you to this exciting opportunity at Golden Arrow, please.
You'll have to pardon me if I introduce myself. Obviously, I am the motivator and the motor of the idea of going to Argentina. I would like to explain why Argentina. One of the things is that Argentina has a resident 42% Italian extraction. And so with my wife as a sister for many years, and so do I. We were visiting the company when the opportunity came, which I recognized very quickly. Well, how did I recognize it or the opportunity? My personal background comes from a family long in the fashion industry in the surrounding of Rome, Italy, since 1782. Continuing in my family tradition, I immigrated in Canada in 1959 to open up Canada with my profession as a clothier and family tradition. I developed a manufacturing industry in Vancouver, Canada, and very fast I outgrew it. And I had to seek for additional supply going to Hong Kong, Korea, Bucharest, Romania, and Vancouver, Canada, obviously, for a total amount of close to 900 people I had in my domain. So this definitely exposed me to different languages, people, culture, respect for in foreign countries. So 1982, as everybody might remember, with a 22-23% interest rates, it definitely caused me to make a change in profession, sold my empire in 1985, and decided to visit after a long wait by our sisters in Argentina, which I did. When we arrived in 1993, my family introduced me to the neighbors, and voila, it's a question of who do you know and what is an opportunity. And do you recognize that opportunity? The opportunity came by meeting Dr. Vicente Mendez, chief geologist for the country and professor at University of Buenos Aires, PhD with a long and knowledgeable experience of his country. Well, when I met him coming from Vancouver, which is really the capital of the junior exploration market of the world, the question was quite logical. Dr. Mendez, what's happening in Argentina? And he appeared dejected, but very professional in his reply. And he said, well, Joe, nothing's happened in Argentina. And he pointed very quickly on a piece of paper. He said, here is Chile, who we share 4,000 plus kilometer of borders. Look what they have. They have the top producer, top company, one of the best to develop the country in mining industry, immediately west of Argentina, which is the largest country in the world with a huge potential geology. And we have done nothing under the dictatorship of Perón up to now. Well, I quickly asked, jokingly, I said, Dr. Mendez, do you feel that God stopped all the geology in Chile, which is west, and it does not come east? Or with a smile and a very hopeful attitude on his face, he said, Joe, no, that's not possible. Well, here comes Joe Grosso, the entrepreneur, looking at an opportunity which was in my face to recognize. I asked Dr. Mendez to, subsequently to our social encounter, to meet and speak about the mining potential in Argentina. We, within a week, decided that he would quit his job with the now caught in the privatization of after the regime of Perón, and he actually was losing a job with that company. So I hired him as the chief geologist and president of the company, and I started a company called the MASA, M-A-S-A, which we started accumulating a comprehensive portfolio of property immediately east of Chile, pretty much either contiguous to or in extremely close proximity to all the major developments on the west side in Chile. And we accumulated some 465,000 acres of property, which we currently own and fully paid. So this obviously became the strategy for the future, which the Grosso Group developed, invested in the development of our portfolio, came up with three major discoveries. The first one in 1998. That one, as a matter of fact, was purchased and now managed by Yamana Gold since 98, and we retained a royalty on it. In 2004, we discovered Navidad, which now is owned by Pan American, Ross Beatty. That was a silver discovery, which is one of the largest in the world, with 1.1 billion ounces of silver, and is being put in production by Pan American at the cost of $2.5 billion. The third one came very late. I would like you to note that the distance between the discoveries and discoveries is very notable, and that really confirms how rare discoveries are in either precious metal, silver, gold, or other discoveries. They're very, very rare. So Chinchilla was discovered in 2012. It's currently owned 100% by Golden Arrow. We discovered the Chinchilla. We own 100%. We're a junior company with no experience in production. So what was ahead of us was developing the project with a potential future need of a $300 million investment, U.S., to develop all the infrastructure necessary to be in production and to, in order to install, after raising the $300 million, the infrastructure required to bring Chinchilla to production. Definitely a bitter, sweet, gorgeous potential value, but with the need of the production experience and facility. And this is extremely rare and important. We discovered that 21 miles, same altitude, there was a company called Pirquita Silver, owned by and operated by Silver Standard. Silver Standard was in the process of declaring the end of the production after 6 years of production in Pirquita. They will announce that the project has to shut down. And obviously, their void, major void, was that they have the experience, the infrastructure, fully functional, which was going to come to a halt within a year. And that halt basically decimated the value of the infrastructure. What do you do with equipment at the altitude of 5,000 meters and no place to go? So that value that Silver Standard had in their infrastructure. They were facing, in addition to the loss of the great value, but they were facing a closure reclamation, international rule, which would cost them an additional $40 to $70 million. Here comes the synergy, absolutely spectacular, where we needed the infrastructure, the experience, which would have taken about 6 or 7 years to build up. Here it was, sitting 21 kilometers away. I encouraged a meeting with the president of Silver Standard to discuss what I saw a potential synergy in joining the two projects. Since then, has passed almost a year and a half, starting from initial discussion, visitation of properties from their junior, senior technical people, and ultimately, a few months ago, directors, which are ex-producers, which are on the board of Silver Standard, visited the property. And obviously, September 29, after a long agreement that we negotiated a potential option for them to acquire, they committed to spend $12 million U.S. The combination of technical people, one on our side on the exploration, and their mining engineering senior member, have worked harmoniously well. And we are a very long way in spending their commitment on Chinchilla. And they have advanced Chinchilla substantially from a resource project towards feasibility study and implementation. Of course, their interest was first and foremost, how do we continue subsidizing from the Chinchilla project the Pirquita mining infrastructure? That it's all done, all studied, and the engineering of the integration is underway. We are continuing to be very excited about the potential of this options being exercised. The management president of Silver Standard has repeatedly put in the press that the exercise of the option is unavoidable, most welcome, because, first of all, from the most approximate mineralization to their Pirquita would extend the life of Pirquita production line by 9 years. But then there is also the opportunity that as joint ventures or a merged company could continue on regionally with the immense potential that Chinchilla continues to have in the region for several decades. So we, Golden Arrow, obviously, and the shareholders are delighted and proud to reach this stage with one of the most respected silver producer in the world, and now going into gold as well. But our silver merger, it seems, from my perspective, to be totally unavoidable, and it's getting very close. So we consider this merger to become a major value and an achievement for a junior company like Golden Arrow, which has traded for most years totally in obscurity, in very, very low prices, totally with the industry and the economy being what has been for the last 5-6 years. The value was not recognized by a dwindling market. And I feel right now that the market is taking great notice of our project, and it is slowly going up toward what a proper evaluation by the general market should be. There's lots of room up top of values, which include the values will include that with the base of the merger of the two will be an extremely great financial and value base to continue our discoveries with our own portfolio, but as well taking advantage of the turnaround of Argentina being now one of the best destinations created by the new government incentives, silver prices improving. So we're looking forward to continue in the pursuit of more discoveries with our very valuable land position that we have. We are obviously in conjunction with our joint venture or our merger, we will have the opportunity of developing our remaining projects and portfolio, which Golden Arrow continues to own 100% and fully paid, absolutely fully paid. This is the excitement. This is the plan. Continue our development. In the meantime, I must say very humbly that perhaps stemming from a modest background when I was a child in Italy, I recognized very quickly the desire and the need, the dire need of remote villages which are very close to our projects. And I've worked very, very close with them, giving them the pride of their culture, the assurance of our respect for their need and fears, and contributing to the local necessities of their village. This has lasted 23 years. Our totally unscarred, fantastic record of getting along with a very stringent Grosso group management, modern criteria of respect for environment, cultures, First Nations. We are continuing, and we were nominated 4 times with awards, national awards, for being one of the best junior foreign company management in Argentina. On the plan of what is Golden Arrow doing, obviously, as a businessman and not a technical person, I recognize that we have to expand our shareholder base. And our shareholder base was very extremely modest up to a few months ago. And we decided to tell our story, which makes me extremely grateful for the opportunity that Gold Seek Radio is giving me in order to expand that shareholder base. We have added a listing which currently is in force as an OTC QB venture, and therefore we will add to a Canadian 10% of audience, 90% south of the border, which gives us the depth and hopefully the interest of added shareholders who will continue to believe in our management expertise, the opportunity of the mining, which seems to be much more hopeful, and I hope it will continue, and a renewed destination in Argentina, which is incredible what a right-side, business-oriented government can do. This is pretty well our story. Obviously, with 23 years contiguous in Argentina, we have developed friends, admirers, partners, and we are strongly positioned to take advantage of looking at vastly devalued projects that we have selected, and in conjunction and in priority to fostering our conclusion with Silver Standard, we will continue our growth on our own accord and in conjunction with. This is my story, and I'm open for questions that I may not have answered.
I would like to underscore just a few points here for our investors. Firstly, it's admirable the efforts you've made to preserve and encourage the local cultures. What good does it do an investor to inherit the whole world but lose themselves in the process. So this is, I think, an oftentimes overlooked and appreciated aspect of the Grosso Group. And another interesting aspect, your Chinchillas project, the synergies you're developing with Silver Standard, you've covered that so closely, but we didn't really cover the other province where you have three other properties, all of which, I might add, are 100% owned by the Grosso Group, by Golden Arrow, that is. And I thought you might want to discuss, you know, the Don Bosco Copper Gold Project.
We are located in several provinces. Each province can only have a token of staking or property ownership. Now, we started with San Dimendes by acquiring a property, our properties, principally east of Chile, contiguous to or in close proximity to Veladero, which is owned by Barrick and been in production for many years and is one of the biggest deposit of gold, which is in Argentina. Pascualama, which is in the process of being put in production with some difficulties, but they are. We are the continuing properties. Now, Pascualama, as you know, Barrick will be spending $9.5 billion to put it in production. So these are huge. And we have many properties which are lined up in the High Cordillera. This property in the High Cordillera is extremely expensive to be affordable by a junior company like us. And there are incredibly big potential that we are hoping to joint venture with major companies, and we do are negotiating with 6 or 7 major companies, but we have not closed a deal as yet due to the economy and mining up to now. The other properties are more in the lower altitude, consists of the Don Bosco, which is in La Rioja. Great, great project, and I'm not going to go into the technical potential of these because I'm not a technical person and I have zero credibility, but I do have, and I hope, I beg you, Chris, to have a second part of this interview by having our technical people go in and describe one of the best portfolio of property that we have, which is spread into several provinces. We have as many as 50 or 60 title owners of incredibly located projects that need to be developed, but definitely also we need a mining financing climate in order to do that. So we can go on forever describing a portfolio that was staked principally by a very early stage when we were a true pioneer of the getting mining going in Argentina. Argentina was always kind of opposing anything Chile did because of borders disputed between them. Argentina stayed away from whatever Chile was doing wrongly. But they developed an agriculture, meat industry, wine, and of late, since 1993, mining has been bashfully aggressed through our efforts and others. Unfortunately, there was a change of government which put Argentina away, disincentivized investment in Argentina through high taxes. However, that lasted 11 years. I am obviously delighted to see that not only the portfolio that we have in Golden Arrow has a new opportunity. It's a new dawn for us. It's a new dawn because of the prices are definitely going the right direction in silver and gold and eventually base metal, eventually. So I do not know how I can singly pick up one of the dozens of properties that we have. Puerto Rico is contiguous to Veladero, Rio de las Aguas. We have given the right to access to their property to Barrick through Rio de las Aguas and given them our water. We are definitely fully integrated and very happy to see a change of government posture and really incentivizing new company to come to Argentina. And I have been an ambassador of Argentina potential in mining for 23 years. And Chris, I would like to explain my voice. This is not my normal voice. I have returned to a cooler Vancouver from an extensive working out of Naples, Florida, with my staff in Argentina, which are pretty much closer to me. So I'm returning to a very cold Vancouver. So my voice is not the same. My voice is a lot clearer. My Italian accent and my singing career is still lagging. They don't seem to be advancing too much, but my enthusiasm is with Golden Arrow, the shareholder, and looking for soon to have new discoveries.
I hope our listeners will find out more about Golden Arrow Resources Corporation. They're encouraged to direct their web browsers to Golden Arrow Resources, that's all one word, .com, and your ticker symbol, at least in this local area, GRG.V. You can also type that in, just Golden Arrow if you'd like, and Golden Arrow Resources to find out more. President Grasso, thanks so much for taking time from your busy schedule to outline this interesting opportunity at Golden Arrow Resources.
Your listener can make it a lot easier than having to call Vancouver, because from this point on, we are listed on OTCQB Venture, and they can call their broker, permitted to buy, discuss, and even under whatever they want, recommend. So they got this facility now in the United States. We are OTC listed. OTCQB Venture. Your broker will be able to help you if you give them. Chris, I only have one major desire, that this discussion is not an exclusive Cold Seek Radio, which I will always be very grateful to give me the valuable time.
President Grasso, we're just delighted and honored to have you with us today. You're always welcome on the show, and we'll look forward to your return when your voice has fully reestablished itself, keeping with your heritage as well as the local language. You know, grazie, arrivederci, and e adios y gracias, Presidente.
Thank you, Chris.